AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is meeting with the President of Finland at the White House. They're talking about the fighting in Ukraine.
We're committed to helping Ukraine defend itself and in support of the humanitarian needs of the Ukrainian people.
The Russian assault continues with the seizure in Ukraine of Europe's biggest nuclear power plant. This is Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
We cannot contest or refute reports that they are, in fact, in control of it. As for conditions there, again, our knowledge is imperfect, but as we understand it, there's been no leakage of radioactive material.
In Brussels, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Ukraine wants a no-fly zone, but that's not possible.
The only way to actually implement something like a no-fly zone is to send NATO planes into Ukrainian airspace and to shoot down Russian planes, and that could lead to a full-fledged war.
The vast Russian armored column threatening Kyiv remains stalled outside the capital. President Biden likes what he sees in the latest jobs report. 678,000 jobs added.
When I ran and got elected, I said I wanted to rebuild America. This is what I was talking about.
The president says more companies are investing and creating manufacturing jobs. The jobs report couldn't sway investors worried about Ukraine. Stocks are lower at the close. An Amtrak engineer has been cleared of charges related to a deadly high-speed derailment that left 8 people dead in Philadelphia in 2015. Brandon Bastian's lawyers described him as a lifelong train buff who had a perfect work record until he was distracted by people throwing rocks in the area just before the crash. A California police officer has been sentenced to 6 years in prison for fatally shooting an unarmed, mentally ill man 9 times as the man drove slowly away from police near San Francisco. The judge said the man did not deserve to die for evading an officer. This is AP News. Face masks will be coming off at auto plants.
With virus rates sharply coming down in most places, a task force of officials from the United Auto Workers Union, Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis decided to drop the mask requirements at auto production sites, regardless of workers' vaccination status. Each company will tell its workers when the masks will become optional, but those rules can be superseded by state or local mandates, and requirements can change if there's a high incidence of virus cases in that county. Nearly 2 years ago, in May of 2020, factories reopened with a mask requirement after a 2-month shutdown. It was briefly lifted, but then the Delta variant fueled a new surge. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Florida House sent to Governor Ron DeSantis a bill to make strawberry shortcake the official state dessert. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.